What's up, everybody? This is BJ Murphy. You're listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show for Thursday, February 24th, being brought to you by Pain Magic. If you're in pain, my poor wife has been laying in the bed for the past 2 days, and she is in pain. So we rub some Pain Magic on her neck, on her knees, on her head, and we try to get her to drink some. No, I didn't try to get her to drink it, but we rubbed it on her body because her body was aching, man. So Pain Magic definitely works. You want to get some relief. You can get it online. You can't get it in stores. So if you're constantly in pain, you know somebody that is in pain. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605 for Pain Magic. All right. Here we are. This is February of 2022. And now we're finding this information out about the CDC admitting that it is withholding large portions of COVID-19 data. Why? Why aren't you being transparent, CDC? What's up, Rochelle Walensky? What y'all doing over there? They're hiding information about the vaccine boosters from the public because they fear the information can be misinterpreted according to what they're saying. So you know if it was good news, they'd be talking about it. Dr. Fauci be on TV. Everybody be shouting it out, but it's not good news. It can't be because they're hiding it and they're not being transparent with the public. So black people already don't trust the medical industry, and we shouldn't. You shouldn't trust the government of the United States with the history of treachery that they have experimenting on our bodies for medical research and the insane profits that they're making with the vaccine. Listen to this.
Pfizer, Moderna, and BioNTech are taking in $1,000 a second, $65,000 a minute in profits from these vaccines. It's just almost jaw-dropping.
My teacher told me that you can't fathom the depths of Satan. He don't give a damn about you when it comes to money. It's all about money. This whole vaccine, getting vaccinated, the boosters, Pfizer and Moderna, all these people just making money off of the innocent. And because we want to do what's right, you don't want your family to be sick, you encourage people to take the vaccine. You encourage them to do what you think is right from your government and people who have medical degrees or so-called experts. You listen to them and you don't vet any of the information. You just go along like sheep. And what did Earl Nightingale say? He said, if you do exactly the opposite of what the majority people are doing, chances are you will never make another mistake again in your life. And more is going to come out. Once they start telling you about what they've been hiding, they're not being transparent. And doctors, you know, you want your doctor to be transparent. Somebody that's over your health. Why would you keep this information from me? There's a book out called COVID-19 Criminals. Just look that title up. I forgot who the author was, but I saw him on Democracy Now, and he's laying out the case of the criminality that has been going on with the COVID-19 vaccine. Very sad that the people just were like sheep and just following along, and you get a shot. You get all these shots that tell you if you get the shot, you don't have to wear your mask, and then it came back and tell you you got to put on your mask, and then people thought that if they took the vaccine, they weren't going to get COVID-19 anymore. They could be safe. Well, it's going to stop hospitalizations, stop you from dying. What are the long-term effects of taking a succession of shots and boosters? Now they're talking about a fourth booster, brothers and sisters. Come on. A jury in Brunswick, Georgia, unanimously found the defendants, Travis McMichael and his father, Greg McMichael, the embodiment of evil, and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryant, found him guilty on all counts in federal hate crime. Of course, that was against our brother Ahmaud Arbery, who was jogging through the neighborhood, stopped and looked at one of the houses that were being built. Maybe he had a fascination with being a builder. Did anybody ask that? I mean, if he went into the building several times, he must have been something about that structure that caught his interest. He didn't take anything. He didn't steal anything. You can't be a black man and walk into a house that's being built without somebody thinking that you're about to steal something. So he lost his life. They killed him. And then they heard these tapes. They found these tapes of these men saying such vile things about black people. And we found out what the root of the hate was. The only officer charged in the death of Breonna Taylor is going to be facing a trial this week. Officer Hankins is charged with recklessly firing into her apartment. And he was fired by Louisville police. He's trying to get his job back. That's why they're in court right now. Breonna Taylor's mother is looking for justice for her daughter.
Frustrated, angry, heartbroken, disappointed. This vicious cycle of not trusting in the system.
If convicted, he could face up to 5 years in prison. But, you know, again, black people are looking at this story and saying, well, here's this police officer trying to get his job back. Nobody's ever been held responsible for the killing of Breonna Taylor. Because of the brawl between Michigan and Wisconsin, Juwan Howard, who's the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, he was suspended for the rest of the season. We need to know what that assistant coach for Wisconsin said that made him smack him. It was something that that white boy said that made him smack him. NCAA actually wants to eliminate handshakes between teams after the game. And some coaches think that is ridiculous. I think it's kind of ridiculous, too. But this is what Coach Izzo had to say from Michigan State.
Not shaking hands. That's typical of our country right now. You know, instead of solving the problem, let's make an excuse. Instead of confronting and demanding that it changes, let's eliminate it so that we don't have those problems.
Shaking hands after games is dignified, you know. Good sportsmanship, and that's what you want to teach young people, because sometimes you don't win every game. Sometimes you don't get everything that you want in life, and you got to learn how to handle disappointment. So that is a good lesson for our young people to engage in, is shaking somebody's hands that actually did something a little bit better than you did and say, next time I'll get you. That's civilized. Juwan Howard, he apologized to his team through text. He's going to be eligible for March Madness, so he'll be back on the floor. A lot of people thought he was going to get fired, and he very well may still get fired at the end of the season, because he really wasn't that apologetic about it. There's something that was said. That's what we need to go and find out. And actually, you know, this all started because the coach from Wisconsin impeded his progress when Juwan was trying to just get out off the floor. This man stopped him, and that's when the confrontation began. He didn't want to speak to him. He didn't want to say nothing. He just wanted to go through the motions like, you know, I just want to get out of here, man. And the white man just stopped him and demanded that he listen to him, and Juwan wasn't having it. So that's what basically happened during that incident. Now, this is my prediction for the next 3 months with this COVID-19 mask mandate, because everybody is going to take their mask off. There's just no way you're going to stop people from enjoying the spring and the summer when 2 years not being able to really live life like what they say, like going on vacation, have some time with your family, back to business as usual, that kind of crap. Because this is not a usual time. We're in a pandemic. More variants are on the way. They got this variant right now called BA.2 that is twice as transmissible as the Omicron variant is, and it's spreading like wildfire right now, but they're not really promoting it because they want you to spend money on travel, and they just want you to spend money so they can get the economy stimulated again during spring break and summer vacation time going into the fall. They're willing to risk your life by telling you it's all right, take your mask off. We know you want to take the mask off, but a lot of people are going to die. And because people want things back to business as usual, people are going to lose their lives due to carelessness. Carelessness. Not washing your hands. Not putting your mask on. Putting yourselves in situations as this new variant is more transmissible. You know, these so-called medical experts who are so-called professional medical liars. It's such a hypocritical time right now. And I feel sorry for people who can't think for themselves. Hypocrisy in the healthcare industry in regards to helping the poor. They don't give a damn about poor people. If that was the case, then why don't you have health insurance? If they cared so much about your health, why don't we have some means of having health care insurance for poor people? They're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine as reparations, and you believe that. It's population control time. And a lot of people don't believe that they use vaccines to kill people, to sterilize people. I keep this list of things that happened during the medical relationship between black people and the United States government, of how they went years of sterilizing black women, Indian, and they killed us, y'all. And they didn't have no regard for your health until they got caught. 37 states have introduced measures to limit how race and discrimination is taught in schools. 14 of them have imposed laws to enforce restrictions. So now people are talking about, will Black History Month be eliminated? Saw an article today about that. Will Black History Month be restricted to certain topics? And here's what one expert had to say.
So much of American history is dependent on an understanding of African American history. Our democracy is really dependent on people understanding the struggle for Black equality, because at the core, the foundation of American democracy is what it hasn't extended to people of color.
So what is the problem with this critical race theory? And why do Black people, why are you so upset that white people don't want their children to know about what their ancestors did to us, right? So you got to teach that at your house. You got to teach that at the church. And I don't know why it's so important for us to want white people to accept what happened to us, and they don't give a damn. If they did, after 400 and some years of being in this country, don't you think things would be better? Don't you think that police would stop killing black people with impunity if they really felt sorry for us and had any kind of sympathy and empathy for what has happened to us? Hell no. And guess what? It's going to get worse. And I told you why it's going to get worse, because, man, look, you, not you, but most of us, we think that we can't make it without white people. We think, oh, here he come again. Here he go with his white folks talk. I just have to say this because this is the root of our problems. You are hurting. You're hurting because you're not being accepted by white society as an equal. That's something that you have to do for yourself. The slave master's not going to make the slave equal to him. That's never happened in the history of this world. You're going to have to separate and build something of your own that you can be respected in. We want to be recognized by them. We want to get the stamp of approval. So if they give me the stamp of approval, I'm official now. You can't make yourself official. White people have to make you official. Isn't that sick? And people live their lives like that all their lives, wanting, hankering, pleading, begging to be accepted. So you can go back into black community and see, you see what white folks think about? You see what white folks think about me? I'm better than you. You sick, man. Because you depend on them as your sole source of sustenance. God cannot come to your aid when you're depending on white folks instead of depending on him. So he's going to allow you to suffer. He's going to allow you to keep getting your ass kicked. He's going to allow white people to still kill us with impunity, and we get no justice until we turn to him and say, there is no God but you. Please save us. And then they'll say, all right, then I've been waiting for you. But as long as you hold them up as a God beside me, I can't do nothing for you. So you got former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, who's now suing the NFL for discrimination, but he was hired by the Pittsburgh Steelers the other day as a defensive analyst and a linebackers coach for the upcoming season. And a lot of people are saying, well, why did he take that job? He's a head coach. I mean, this guy's not no assistant. He's a head coach, but this is what some of the guys were saying about this, and they think it's a good move, but people say Brian Flores should be a head coach.
First and foremost, he shouldn't be in this situation. Yeah. He shouldn't be an assistant. He shouldn't be coaching just linebackers. The guy should be at least a defensive coordinator, head coach. That's what he should be.
Or should he be just standing by trying to concentrate on the lawsuit? Because the lawsuit is bigger than you being a coach in their NFL. You still work for white folks. You know what I'm saying? It's like, make up your mind. Either we're going to stand and separate from them, but you still want to be hired by them and be accepted as an equal by them, but you don't own and control nothing. You're an employee again. So that kind of didn't make sense to me. If it was me, I'm standing on the outside. I done made a look. When you do something like that, I done made a choice, man. I'm standing for truth. I don't want to be with you like that. But I don't know. Maybe it makes sense. And maybe it will make sense. But I tell you what doesn't make sense. As long as you begin to continue to crawl, beg, scratch, itch, cry for white people's attention, you ain't gonna never be free. Begging somebody to do for you what you can get up and do for yourself if you were unified. 70% of the NFL is black. Why don't you just walk out? Because there's a check attached to that football. And I want to get me a new BMW next summer. And I got to go on some vacations. And I got to do a lot of stuff I need to do with my money. Everything real, cuz. Yeah, God is real. And that's why I can't stand niggas that pretending to believe in God. We pretend to believe in God. We don't really want to be free. Because if you did want to be free, we would feel it. And it would reverberate around the country. So this is about you and your personal stance. But it's not for the greater whole, as they're trying to make you believe that this is some kind of civil rights issue. Miss me with that.